Ryan, that means I've known you since December of 2008. Holy smokes, your life has changed immensely.
Has it been that long?
It's been that long. And were you in Afghanistan when you became my first Facebook friend, or where were you?
No, I was in Iraq.
Iraq. I knew it was somewhere. I remember standing in my kitchen going, I don't know who this is. Why is this? And then I'm like, oh, it's a soldier. That's who it is. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. It's wonderful out here in the God's country cornfield, the New Lenox.
Okay, so Ryan is a South Side kid, grew up on the South Side, started having babies,
right.
Decided to move to what he calls Iowa, better known as New Lenox, and now you love it, right?
I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Ryan is the founder and president of Warriors Walk, and it's all an attempt to end veteran suicide. Do we still have 22 veterans a day taking their own life?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. And some of those people have been your friends, right?
Yeah, I've lost a few friends along the way. Tommy Blevins, James Bartz, just to name a few. Jason Terwilliger actually is my most recent friend that just passed just last month.
Oh, my gosh, Ryan. So somebody you know that served died by suicide, and they know that you're there. I don't know how we put a stop to this.
Well, the only thing we can do is try and get them as much resources as possible, and that's what the Warriors Walk is all about, is trying to lighten the stress load that these sailors, soldiers, airmen, Marines are all coming back with.
Yeah, I was looking at the stats just for Illinois on Illinois veteran suicides, and the latest stats were from 2022, and they're staggering. It's absolutely staggering, and it seems like the largest group that is suffering is between the age of 35 and 74. That's not that other groups aren't, but so those are people. Well, yeah, are you 35 yet? Yeah, you must be, right?
Yeah, I'm 42 now, and it's truly heartbreaking to see these numbers. And I was just recently on a podcast with the mayor out here, and unfortunately, our VA system, it's not a perfect system, and it's underfunded, undermanned, and it's just completely overwhelmed for the load of all these service members coming home and looking for help.
And that was one of the reasons many people served, is that you knew you could go in, you could commit this time on behalf of your country, you could come back, get that student loan, and have VA health care. And I think that not only recent cuts, but it really hasn't been top-notch for years and years and years, decades, actually.
Since the beginning, it's been tough, and trying to figure this out. I'm not completely inside of the VA, so I don't know all the ins and outs. I'm just one of those guys that are on the outside wondering why it hasn't been fixed. The Vietnam veterans, they went through so much, and all they wanted was to be treated like human beings. And they fought so much for not just themselves to get treated properly, but the veterans of today, the future veterans, to make sure that they're not treated exactly how those Vietnam veterans were treated when they were coming home.
And Ryan, so you came home, became a cop. You're currently a cop on the South Side, and you served in the Guard, right? How many years did you serve in the Guard?
So I was with the Navy Reserves. I did 5 years of active duty Navy, and then I went over into the Reserves. I did two deployments in the Northern Arabian Gulf, doing small boat ops while I was active. And then when I went reserve, I deployed to Iraq and Oman.
And so you are the president and founder of the Warriors Walk in New Lenox, and there's a ruck march, and that's coming up on September 13th. So tell people how they can participate, whether they're a veteran or not.
So the Ruck March itself will be on September 13th. We're also hosting a fundraising dinner on the 12th. Everything, all the information is on our website. It's warriorswalk, lmf-il.org. The dinner itself starts at 5 and goes until last year it wound up going until about 2 in the morning. but it's catered by Mission Barbecue that was donated by Farm to Veterans, another wonderful veterans organization out here. It's an open bar. Tickets are $30. You can purchase them online.
Wait a second. You can buy a $30 ticket and it's an open bar?
Yes, ma'am.
I know you're throwing the party.
It's at the New Lenox American Legion here in New Lenox. And also gets you an entry prize for a flat top grill.
Oh, nice.
That was donated by the Orland Park Home Depot. That in itself is just amazing.
And your community really comes together. The place that you call Iowa really comes together to support this dinner and this march, right?
Very much so. All the local businesses want to be involved in helping veterans. Our mayor calls it the home of the proud American, and that's exactly what it is here. They're very proud of their veterans. They're very proud of their service members, and everybody here wants to lend a hand or donate or sponsor. The day of the walk, again, on the 13th, we'll be in the New Lenox Commons at 9:00. Well, it's the actual walk starts at 9:00. Registration, if you haven't pre-registered, starts at 8:00. And we're hosting a ceremony this year. It's the first time we've done it. We're doing commemorative dog tags for family and friends of service members that they've lost to suicide. You can go onto our website again. You'd put in the service member's name and their time of service, and we will print out these dog tags for you. And we're going to have the street that we're going to be walking down will be lined with American flags and hangers where you'll be able to hang the dog tags, and then you'll be able to keep a set for yourself as well. And again, it's if you want to come in and just walk a little bit, you're welcome to. The max we tell people is 20 miles. Some people just walk a couple of miles. Some people don't even want to walk, and that's fine.
But now that you're an old guy, what kind of ruck are you carrying? How much weight are you carrying?
Well, they won't let me ruck anymore. They want me. I know the whole reason I started this thing was to be able to go out and walk with these guys. And the team that we've put together, they tell me, like, you got to be available. You have to be here in the Commons. Because we go right from the Warriors walk, everybody leaving, and we got bagpipers and everything.
That's insane. Awesome.
But it goes right from the Warriors walk, starting them leaving at 9:00. To the Patriots party starting at 11:00, and we got to start setting that up right away because we have vendors coming, lots of veteran resources. We have another couple of other channels from down south in Champaign area that are going to be coming up. We have it's
a party. It's a celebration.
It is.
Yeah,
and it's going to be pretty much a street fest.
Oh, that's awesome. And, you know, I only have about 30 seconds left. So for veterans who are listening right now, who struggle, really struggle, and find themselves in a dark place sometimes, what would you say to them?
There are people who want to help you. There are organizations out here everywhere you turn. It's not you by yourself against the world. One of the best resources I can give you is the Headstrong Project. You can find them at getheadstrong.org. They are a non-for-profit organization that are getting veterans and as well as their families mental health to get everybody on the same page for that veteran.
All right. Join them. New Lenox, September 13th. The dinner is September 12th. Buy some tickets. You can go to warriorswalk-il.org. You always continue to impress me. Give Lauren a big hug, and give a hug to your kids for me, too.
Absolutely, Lisa. Happy to hear from you.
Ryan Brazel, founder and president of Warriors Walk. That's in New Lenox.